Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with the latest. The Prime Minister's defending the proposed Indigenous voice to Parliament. A number of speakers at Invasion Day rallies across the country were critical of plans for the voice, including Greens Senator Lydia Thorpe. Speaking from Tasmania, Anthony Albanese says he's not deterred by the debates.
Look, people will have different views on this, and just like any other section of society, to think that it is homogenous is, I think, just not realistic.
A boy in New South Wales struck by lightning on Australia Day remains in intensive care in hospital. The 10-year-old was injured while swimming at Warilla South Beach near Shell Harbour in the state's Illawarra region. He's critical but stable. The Consumer Watchdog will investigate around 100 social media influencers dobbed in by the public for misleading content. It includes things like failing to disclose sponsored content or making false statements promoting products. The ACCC says there's been complaints about people spruiking beauty, lifestyle, fitness, parenting and more. A heads up for Hyundai owners following an urgent recall. It affects close to 8,000 Santa Fe, Kona, i30 and Sonata models made between 2020 and 2022, with concerns the cars could suddenly lose power while driving. And flights have gone on sale today for Australia's newest airline. Bonza is offering flights to 12 destinations, including Mackay, Port Macquarie and Mildura. The first flight takes off on Tuesday, travelling from the Sunshine Coast to the Whitsundays.